I started. Okay, we'll call a meeting to order. Call for a moment of silence, please. Everyone would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I wonder if I might ask our two scouts, Eli Jolly and Cody Burnett, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. If we could have roll call, please.
Charlie Hopkins.
Here.
Dennis Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Clark Cotner.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Sherry, I believe we have some recognition and awards for this evening. I am pleased to present a Blaine Builder Award to Eli Jolly and Cody Burnett. Both of these young men completed Eagle Scout projects in Lincoln Park. They worked hard to develop the project plans, to raise money, to coordinate volunteers, and to ensure that the final project met the high standards required for a project in a city park. Individually and together, these projects greatly improved the experience for visitors to the park. We know that improvements are greatly appreciated by park users because the city has had many compliments on both of the projects. They will no doubt be enjoyed by the public for many years to come. Eli's project was the creation of a small picnic area near the north side of the park along Lee Street. He organized volunteers to clear the land and create two picnic table pads and a trail that connects the two picnic pads with the existing trail network. With the help of city park funds, Eli was able to coordinate the delivery of two picnic tables to complete the project. Cody's project was the reconstruction of a trail section and building and installing a new park bench. Cody and his volunteers worked through some cold and wet days, clearing back the vegetation and setting a trail base through a muddy area near the center of Lincoln Park. Over the years, park users have worn a rough trail through the forest, but it was often too wet and muddy to be used. Cody's efforts turned that muddy track into a wide, level crushed trail that is used by hikers and cyclists every day. Another part of Cody's project was to build a bench to place along the trail. A great aspect of the bench project is that the bench was created from a piece of reclaimed lumber that was formerly a picnic table in Marine Park. Cody crafted the lumber into a beautiful trailside bench. On behalf of the City of Blaine, our citizens and park users, I thank Cody and Eli for their efforts to make Blaine a better place to live. I also congratulate these young men on the achievement of their Eagle Scout Awards from the Boy Scouts of America. This shows hard work and perseverance. Congratulations, Cody Neely, and thank you. And if you come forward, we have some awards that we would like to present to you. Well, the next item is audience participation. Has anyone signed up for comment this evening?
No, Your Honor.
No? None heard. Okay. Next item is the Commission, Committee, and Board reports. Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee. Clark.
Most of us are meeting at lunch tomorrow with the consultants, and then we'll plan a meeting after that, and that's it.
Okay. How about the countywide economic development? That's open, and Boys and Scouts are open. Blaine Chamber of Commerce, Bonnie.
No report.
RED Loan Committee.
No report.
WTA Board, Paul.
We had our first budget planning meeting last Thursday, and in contrast to the four preceding years, the mood was contained optimism. All of the numbers that we've seen projected out for several years look quite good, so I think we'll continue to have a bus system.
Thank you. Creighton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee, Charlie.
No report.
Library Committee, Dennis.
They're looking for a volunteer for the Board of Trustees. They'd like someone that has business marketing background.
Senior Center Liaison.
Breakfast again August 3rd, that'd be Drayton Harbor Day. But, yeah. And Dana wanted me to let you know that there's between 70 and 100 people that use the facilities every day.
Oh, very good. Planning Commission, Mr. Jones.
The Planning Commission and the Park and Cemetery Board are both having a little bit of a challenge assembling quorum with all the vacations and things, so both of those meetings will not occur. The next meeting will be canceled.
Law and Justice Council. Thank you. Chief. Small Cities Caucus. David, would you like to comment on our Small Cities Caucus meeting?
I did have a chance to attend the meeting, first time meeting all of the different groups and representatives. It's a pretty interesting collection of people and interests. Went with the mayor, of course. I think the group has lots of potential. Obviously, they've been meeting for a long time. They have lots of ideas. Certainly concerned about what the county's doing. There's a lot of conversation about what the county was doing, what the city of Bellingham was doing. So I felt it was worthwhile going. I'm looking forward to the next one, getting more involved in some of their activities. I'm actually going to make an effort now that I've had a chance to meet those folks, to take some trips and individually go to their cities and talk to them as well as the county.
Thank you, David. Watkin Council of Governments, no report. And Chief?
Evening. I shared with you a copy of our Chief's report, some of our statistics through June of this year. If you have any questions, we'll elaborate on it.
Thank you, Chief. Next item is City Manager and Staff Reports. Mr. City Manager?
What I'll do is similar to what Gary did in the past. I'll have directors come forward, make reports if they have any. So the first would be Public Works Director.
Thank you.
Well, good evening. Just a few items to report. Pretty much things are very busy in Public Works right now, as you can imagine, with the summer weather and so forth. We are having the pre-construction meeting for the Boblett multi-use path that you awarded last meeting. Well, that will be taking place this Wednesday, and we'll be including the contractor as well as the contractor for Rite Aid and a member of the school district so that we're all working on the same page. Because we're actually going to be providing some additional access to the ball fields by way of a depressed curb. So the school district is participating in that regard. We are making some progress, albeit slow, with Puget Sound Energy, so I just wanted to let you know that. We're looking at, in addition to the service area boundary, potentially some ways to trade infrastructure, if you will, so that there we can avoid the capital cost of purchasing infrastructure in the city limits. So stay tuned on that. I hope to have more for you soon. Good news, we received two Department of Ecology stormwater grants. One for the Vista Terrace Sewer Project, so this is really great news in that the grant will offset some of the homeowner connection fees and provide some assistance to our citizens in connecting to our sewer. And we also had a grant for Drayton Harbor water quality, and it's essentially mostly a study, but it's focusing on Cane Creek in particular and its impacts to Drayton Harbor. Included in the grant are a sewer camera that will be used to essentially look through all the culvert pipes. A lot of Cane Creek is actually piped through downtown, and this camera will enable us to look at the conditions of that pipe and as well as serve as a sewer inspection device in the future, as well as a very needed device in our wastewater lab. Now, our lab does all of the water quality testing for these stormwater efforts that we've participated in over the last 20 years or so in Drayton Harbor. And then finally, just to let you know that all the bugs seem to have been worked out, no pun intended, we are now selling about 300,000 gallons of reclaimed water to the golf course on a daily basis. So that's really excellent news for us. Looking forward to that sewer revenue. Any questions?
Is the Vista Terrace LID, is that in place now?
The ULID actually has been in place for some time. We got Public Works Trust Fund loan dollars, which have been contracted for. So if you've been following the state legislature and how that fund has essentially been zeroed out to make up the gap in the state budget, that only was for new projects and is not for projects that are already contracted. Yes, Bonnie.
On the PSC takeover mm-hmm. or trade, this has just drug on for so long. Can we put some fire under this? And my next question is there any sense of when we do switch over and they start using our power mm-hmm. that their electric rate may be less than it was with Puget Sound?
That the rate would be less? Mm-hmm. I haven't asked them that specifically. I can tell you I too am very frustrated with the progress. It's kind of funny, when I came here, it was actually one of my interview questions, I think, was revolving this particular contract. And I knew the project manager so well with my prior work. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this done. Mm-hmm. I started on March 12th. She retired on April 30th. So it's been all about, you know, rebuilding those relationships, putting the fire on. They, as you probably are aware, had a huge hit when Jefferson County PUD came online. And those wounds are very, very recent, and therefore they're being very, very protective because mm-hmm. they don't want that to happen again. Mm-hmm. So I do think we've made progress. We've essentially agreed on the power in the watershed, which is in the county, which was a really big deal for us to own our own, you know, to retain our own infrastructure and our own water supply. I think we've made really good progress with East Blaine, and now it's just a matter of the remaining areas that are in contention, whether or not we, instead of arguing about it, can actually come up with a trade scenario. So I think it's really good progress, and I want to be very optimistic in that we're finally getting a response.
Based on our current electrical rates for residential, let's limit it to a single-family residential, we should be able, I mean, we know, we could find out pretty easily what the current Puget Sound energy rates are, and then just to see if there will be any kind of reduction for those folks. For as long as they've waited, it would be nice if it was a little less for them. I mean, I think historically we've been under.
Okay, so I misunderstood your question initially. You're saying, for example, if we acquire more customers in East Plain in our city limits that are currently Puget Sound Energy customers, will they pay less?
Well, if they're paying Blaine City Light.
Okay.
Per kilowatt. You know, is it less for our power than
yes,
it is for Puget?
It is less for our power. From what I understand, it's about 60%.
Okay. So they will be. So, you know, I can see where they'd be somewhat anxious to get on to ours. So.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone's going to have a problem.
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
So
that we might hear
anyway, let's build that fire as hot as you can make it.
Yes,
Raven, King Creek, does it have salmon in it? No longer?
Yeah. It has the potential to be a salmon-bearing stream, but it does not have salmon in it.
I met a gentleman while having coffee that bent my ear for about half an hour about how he'd like to restore King Creek so that they could restore salmon to it. Is any of this water quality related to that in any way, shape, or form? Or
That might be in the long term. I think the short term, it's really most of what I've seen has been sediment and gaining salmon. This is the storm water grant. This is not a fish-oriented grant.
I know. I just was wondering if they were sort of a hand-in-hand.
I neglected to tell you the amount of that. That was $256,000 entirely in grant, and the Vista Terrace was about split between loan and grant, about $400,000.
Okay. The next question I have is, you know that development that's in the county off of Blaine Road?
Yes.
How many hookups have we ended up as a result?
I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. Thank you. That's it. Any other questions? Mr. City Manager?
Public Safety? Just a couple of items, Your Honor and Counsel. One in regards to the summer code scrub that was delayed that should have been to you for our last meeting. That's the update to Title IX that I handed out copies of a couple of meetings ago. I've got every good intention of having it for you at the next meeting. Should have had you at the last meeting. But my eyes are always bigger than my pen can write. So, second item, I'm meeting with the school board tonight, just to let you know, to see if we can solicit their final approval of refunding one of the five officer positions that we've lost over the last 2 years. They've been working hard on trying to locate the funds within their budget to provide up to 50% funding if we're able to provide an officer to the campus for about 20 hours a week. So I've got high hopes on that this evening, and Dr. Spanier and I will be talking to the school board, so hopefully we'll have something to report to you at our next meeting. And finally, a note that Chief Hogan and Chief Foster from SUMAS and Linden PDs and I met with Representative Del Benny's local staff in regards to some of the issues related to the complaint that was made to the Department of Justice about our cooperative work with the U.S. Border Patrol and the federal agencies. It was a very productive meeting, and we will be having more with the other representatives as well. They want to make sure to be kept fully apprised of all the different perspectives of the situation, and we hope that we'll have ultimately a good outcome in regards to that as well. So, any questions I can answer for you folks tonight?
I have one. How are we making out in the gang wars? Blame gang wars.
We have been relatively quiet over the last couple of months. Oftentimes it's dependent on certain personalities and or conflicts which arise between different gangs. So we try to be as proactive as we can be in keeping regular contact with the folks who are best able to affect the attitudes and behaviors of the memberships of the different groups. But so far for the last couple of months, it has been unusually quiet. So I can't make any promises, but
good
we'll
news.
Do our best.
Good news.
That's good news for summertime.
Yep.
Thank you, folks.
Any other questions? Thank you, Chief. City Manager?
No report.
No report.
So just a few things to report on. So the conversation we had just a few minutes ago with Public Works about the changeover of Puget Sound Energy and our own utility, it's the reciprocal is going to happen. So some folks are going to have a lesser utility bill and others are going to have an increase, I think. So just to be honest about that, when you make that switch over, the people who are on Puget Sound Energy and they move to the city utility will have a lesser bill. Those people that are in the county or in the world that has city services now and then go into Puget Sound Energy should expect an increase.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that was the case.
Well, they're going to control their own utility billing. We're not going to be part of that anymore. Is that correct?
Again, this is all, you know, moving plates at the moment, but ultimately it is our goal to have all of the people in the city as our customers. The trade idea is just part of the conversation. I think it's a good thing for the city to be considering so that we can bring you a fiscally responsible analysis of, okay, we could buy this for this or, you know,
right.
And then I would have that kind of a dialogue with you for your approval. But yes, that is a potential.
I wouldn't feel comfortable if there were people who have been expecting all these years to be on city power to stay on Puget.
Those who are going from Puget to city probably will get a discount. Mm-hmm. Those who are on city and going to Puget Sound Energy may, we're not saying for sure, but they may have an increase because they're now going to be under a different utility, not controlled by the city.
Okay, but that's only if that's part of the negotiations.
So
that's the way we choose to go that route.
Right, but remember the whole motivation of having a service area agreement is that we serve our residents in the city limits. And that is their concern, is that we have already branched out of what they consider their territory.
I see what you're saying now. You're not talking about anybody who's not inside the city limits.
No.
You're talking about people outside the city limits that have city power.
They're going to go
okay,
the other way.
Okay, I got you.
The Harbor Shores area actually that you were just discussing is in the old UGA that there's a little bit of city power through that area because it was in our UGA at one point in time but there are sections in there that are in the county. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit less rigid about areas that are in our current UGA. The other area is Loomis Trail.
Mm, okay.
And we serve the golf course and all of that residential area.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm. Well, I'm a little less concerned about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about people inside the city limits.
No.
How does that work?
Those customers.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Just a really
thank
heads
you,
up.
Okay. Appreciate you clarifying
that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about that and wanted to mention it. This is a question, are the black and white copies okay? I sent out black and white copies, and I know people had a change on that, but I think you're going to, you know, each copier that we have one or two of them. They're about a $30,000 machine, and you pay for those two copies through a contract. So, you know, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars in savings
over time.
We'll survive.
Okay, just making sure. Some people are sensitive. We're going to have a mid-year budget review coming up in August. I'll give you a heads up on that, what's coming forward. I did mention I attended the small cities meeting caucus. I had a chance to do a walkabout. Councilman Cotner was very good. We had a nice chance to visit with some people and appreciated that opportunity. Attended the men's breakfast at Semiahmoo. Tomorrow at noon, we have our first draft report with the Hebert group, and a number of you were invited to that. Looking forward to that. We've taken a look at that report ourselves, and I think there's lots of work yet to be done with it. So we're expecting tomorrow to get a verbal report with some questions, and I think we're going to come back into it probably a couple, at least two more times. They're not ready to finalize that report yet.
Do you have any idea how long that meeting's going to be?
We've scheduled 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, okay.
We've got 2:30 meetings that we need to go to, so we're going to tell him he's got 2.5 hours. I think he should be able to get it done in 2 hours. Okay. That's the plan. All right. That's enough. End of my report. Any questions or comments? Thank you.
Sherry, my understanding is that we are now going to break for executive session, and we'll be gone for approximately how long?
10 minutes.
And do we expect any action when we return? Okay. So we're going to break for executive session. We expect to be out 10 to 15 minutes, and following the executive session, we'll come back to the council meeting, and we expect to take some action as a result of our executive session.